Let's take a look at happenings in Lansing today. Michigan's lawmakers met to discuss further action on the coronavirus pandemic. Michigan's state response under the direction of Governor Gretchen Whitmer has won some praise, but obviously our state is also one of the most hard hit by COVID-19, with broad spread of the virus and a catastrophic number of deaths in Metro Detroit. With us now is Rick Pluta, Capitol Bureau Chief for Michigan's public radio stations. Rick, good to have you.
Hi, April.
What's happening today? What did the legislature need to meet to talk about?
Well, what the legislature is doing is meeting to adopt a resolution to extend Governor Whitmer's emergency powers to deal with the COVID-19 outbreak. And so they're coming in, they're entering the House chamber in very, very small groups, first for attendance, and then to just do a quick voice vote on the resolution itself. It doesn't have to be adopted on a record roll call like bills do. And so a lot of social distancing, it takes a lot of time to do it this way. And basically, the place is almost, but not quite empty.
Can you explain the importance of this, why it was necessary?
Well, what the governor wanted was for the legislature to simply allow her to renew the order that she's already issued. And the legislature's Republican leaders said no, that this is public business that must be dealt with by the executive and the legislative branches. And so Republican leaders, even though Democrats and the governor are saying this is not necessary, convened this extraordinary session. And I have to say, I've never seen anything like this in 30 years of covering the state capitol, but they're calling everyone in to formally adopt an extension of the governor's authority to deal with this crisis.
Now, when we say you've never seen anything like it, are you actually seeing it? Are you in Lansing right now?
I am not in Lansing. I am telecommuting. Like most of the journalists who are also covering this, it just made sense to not contribute to the public health crisis by, you know, showing up in a place where other people are. Or at least that's the decision I and most of my colleagues have made.
Right. Well, from what you can see in the live video feed, I mean, what does it look like? How different is it than usual procedure in the House and Senate chambers?
Well, sure. In the minutes leading up to a session gaveling in, whether it's in the House or the Senate, there are people milling about, that there are staffers talking to legislators going over and talking to each other. It's really, it's almost shoulder to shoulder. That is not the case today. Staff have been banned from the floor. They're not allowed to be there. Legislators expected to wait in their offices until they get the phone call that it's time for them to go over, check in again in small groups, and then wait to be called back in for a voice vote to extend the resolution. Lobbyists aren't there because there's really no one to lobby. Staffers are not allowed, and so it's just legislators coming in to do their business and then get out, even though the business is taking a while because it's got to be done in small groups of people.
Rick, we've heard that the Republican leadership is already looking out beyond the outbreak. We have about a minute left. What are they saying and what plans are they trying to make?
Well, what the leadership is saying is that the Senate leaders, anyway, is that even though we are in the midst of this crisis and Michigan has yet to hit its apex, according to all of the projections that that we have, that they want to start looking ahead to ramping back up businesses and public activities. And they're saying that just like there's this public health crisis, there's also an economic and mental health crisis if we don't have a plan to ramp things back up. And so they've formed this work group, not a committee. It's not subject to the public meeting rules of committees, but a work group to try and start making plans toward that end.
Do we know exactly what's on their to-do list?
On their to-do list is to talk to a lot of different groups, primarily business groups, to develop a plan to get basically the economy back up and operating once it's considered safe to do so.
Rick Pluta is Capital Bureau Chief for Michigan's public media stations. Rick, thank you so much. Stay safe.
Oh, you too, April.
Among the lawmakers who don't think the legislature should be getting together in person in Lansing is Representative Julie Brixey, Democrat from Meridian Township. She's with us now. Julie Brixey, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me on today.
Do you plan to go to the session today?
No, I don't believe that the legislature should convene unless it's necessary to protect public health. And because what they're doing is voting on an expired, rescinded emergency order, it's really pointless for us to be meeting.
Could you describe for those who've never had the pleasure in Lansing what the House floor is like? Like what your physical workspace is when you go for a vote?
It's a great big room, and there's 110 lawmakers in the House, and normally there's probably about 200 people on the floor of the House. Our desks are joined together in several different kind of columns of rows. It's really close quarters, and it's a crowded atmosphere. Now, today, they are going to be taking some special precautions to try to minimize the contact that lawmakers would have with each other. But the point is that folks are coming in from all over the state, and they are going to be gathering in the Capitol and voting on a rescinded executive order.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to go back in a few weeks and go through this exercise again.
Well, I don't know how much of this actually came to pass, but I did see the memo that House Speaker Lee Chatfield used to lay out the protections that he did have in mind. There was a long list of people instructed to stay home, anyone with symptoms, obviously, and anyone who's had contact with people who are sick. Lawmakers were assigned time slots in which to check in, and temperatures were supposed to be taken at the door. You're saying you don't feel like this was enough preparation to keep people as safe as they could be?
It's not the safety precautions that I'm objecting to. It's a pointless exercise. I'm not going to risk lives of Michiganders to participate in a partisan power struggle. Since the 1970s, there's been over 80 instances when the governor of Michigan has issued an emergency order. In 10 of those instances, the legislature has needed to extend the order because the emergency went on for more than 4 weeks. In all 10 of those instances, the legislature simply adopted what the sitting governor had requested, the extension that the governor had requested, including in 2016, when the legislature extended Governor Snyder's emergency order for the Flint water crisis. If we were voting today on what the governor had requested, which was a 70-day extension of her emergency order and disaster order, I would certainly have been there. But I'm not going to engage in a partisan power struggle, and I'm not going to put people at risk just so that some folks can try to exercise some authority over the governor. This is a pointless exercise. You know, when they vote, there's going to be about five people in the chamber voting, and they're going to have basically a ceremonial voice vote, which illustrates that this is something that isn't needed.
Is there an argument to be made that at a time like this, Michiganders need to see the legislature and the governor speaking as one voice?
That's what I would certainly hope for. And I'm really disappointed that we weren't able to come together and do that. You know, another thing that was requested, Leader Gregg has put out a resolution asking for us to change our rules and allow.
This is the House Democratic, the Democratic Minority Leader, Christine Gregg.
Yeah. Yes, she's introducing a resolution today that would allow us to take remote votes, which would really, you know, medically be prudent in this time of crisis. Again, you know, we have to remember, what should we be doing? We should be protecting public health. We've already appropriated the funds that are necessary to continue, and we're probably going to have to appropriate additional funds before this is over. You know, so to shortchange the governor in what she's asked for, I think is playing politics, and I'm not going to engage in that.
State Representative Julie Brixey, a Democrat representing House District 69. She lives in Meridian Township. Julie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. And I also want to thank Michiganders everywhere for doing what they can to stay safe and support one another through this pandemic.